139 WDKX at the Wake Up Club. We have Vice President of City Council Willie Lightfoot here on the WDKX Wake Up Club, sharing a laugh off air. You know, it's interesting. We're like, we got some real issues, but I appreciate you. I appreciate the mayor. I appreciate people that we have on the show because, I mean, not everything that we talk about should be on air, nor would I ever do that and violate the trust that we have. Mm-hmm. But there's some really big developments happening in the city of Rochester. And Willie, I don't want people to lose out on the opportunity to make this city just a little bit better with what's presented in front of us now. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
we've got stuff in front of us right now we can use at our disposal. But for whatever reason, whether it's personal or petty or something that happened 15, 20 years ago, we're ignoring the greatness in front of us. Even the people that we live next to, Willie, which brings us to the violence going on, we're ignoring the people that are a part of this community and destroying ourselves every single day. And it's very heartbreaking. I know you're big on trying to save this community from itself.
Yeah. Good morning. Positive energy, positive vibes. First and foremost, I want to take a step back in that space that you're in right now and just simply say, first of all, I'm sorry. And I say that. Let me tell you why I say that. Because I think ultimately what we're really ignoring, what we tend to miss throughout this whole pandemic, is the trauma associated with it and how it affects all of us. Right.
Yes.
We're mm-hmm. all we skip over that. And you know, and we don't factor that into why we see increase in domestic violence, why we see mm-hmm. increase in homicides, why we see increase in violence, period, why we see even people's attitudes and behavior and decision making has changed to mm-hmm. include leadership. People right now are really traumatically, including myself, yourself, everyone mm-hmm. is affected traumatically by the pandemic and the unintended consequences that have come as a result. We're tired of wearing masks. We're tired of staying in the house. We're tired of some of the things. And I just like to take a deep breath and a space and acknowledge that and apologize, even though it's not my fault. But apologize and acknowledge the trauma associated with this dispensation of time and what we've been dealt with at this time. We cannot ignore that. And I think we need to create spaces, not only internally, but externally amongst our inner circles and our outer circles, to acknowledge and deal with the trauma that we're all associated with through this pandemic.
I agree 100%. I understand exactly where you're coming from. And in a time in which we need each other, like we mm-hmm. need, we can't be at this point of being so mad that we hate our neighbor and we hate our stuff and we hate something that happened from 5 months ago or 5 years ago or whatever. We need each other to share information, not hoard it. We need each other more times than ever before, which brings up a concern. The mayor was just on and mentioned a lot of different personal issues that are out here. You cannot police your way out of this. Willie, you've been a part of this and talked about this for years.
Yeah.
This is real. Even I could tell in your frustration, even as you say that, this is a real issue that is so deeply ingrained in personal beefs that are spilling out in violence in the streets.
So I sum it all up into the PPP. That seems to be a buzzword that people pay attention to. So I'm going to try to, you know, simplify it with that. PPP, prevention, programs, people, right? So the prevention piece is around violent prevention programs, things that we've been doing, all of the organizations, CBO, the community-based organizations, the preventive policing, and all of these things. Again, a lot of those have been affected by the pandemic. You can't. I haven't had a cut to violence in over a year, mm-hmm. right? So we're out there doing cut to violence programs for kids, teaching, talking to them about violence prevention and all of those type of things. Many people, including the police, have not been able to do some of the preventive things that we're used to doing because they had to shift due to some of the things that have happened due to a lot of the civil unrest. Programs, like I said, the Cut the Violence program and other programs that we normally used to see happening in our city, even some of the they call demonstrations that we normally are used to seeing that are preventive and that are help to educate around violence. And a lot of those things we have not been able to see happening because of the executive order of not being able to congregate with one another. And then people, if people aren't shooting people, then we don't have homicides.
Yeah.
Bottom line, let's not take away the personal accountability from homicides and problems. There's no program. There are already laws on the books that you can't shoot people. There are already laws on the books that's illegal to carry illegal guns or to make illegal guns. The enforcement, of course, is another issue. But if people aren't shooting people, then we don't have these problems. So there's a people problem too, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. that we have to take personal accountability for, all right? That's parenting, that's education, that's a lot of things. Now, I'm not trying to divert the issue. We need all of the above is my point. We need all of the above in order to make the impact we have been making in the past on these things. That's why I led into this conversation talking about the traumas and the things, unintended consequences associated mm-hmm. with this pandemic. All across America, I've been placed on several national committees over the last few months. They're studying and trying to deal with this issue all across America. Many cities are having the same issue. And my thing is this. You talk about, you know, this is the time to be helping your neighbor, talking to your neighbor, all of these kinds. That's a people thing, right? Okay, here's the time where if, you know, we always hear this criticism about they need to do this and they need to do that. Okay, if someone has the answer to stop the violence in our community, stand up. Where you at? Come stop it. Come stop the violence. If you have the answer, whoever you are, Joe, Susie, Jim, whoever you are out there, you got the answer to stopping homicides in the city of Rochester. Come on with it. Why are you not doing it and people dying? There's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. If you holding the answer to solve all the problems in our city, then shame on you. Mm-hmm. Come on with it.
Very good point. Very good point. Holding it, what does it do?
How many times have I put my phone number out here on the show and say, come give me the answers to the problem. Come on and help us. My phone it don't ring. Mm. But people get on TV and get on social media and they say all these things. But we're working day and night trying to come up with solutions and answers. And we've come a long way. But we got a long way to go. But we cannot minimize the effects that the pandemic has had on this country. We mm-hmm. cannot minimize that, all right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to begin to heal internally as well as begin to start these things, the violence preventive programs, the programs that we have to bring them back as we reopen. We have to get back to doing things how we were doing it that was helping us to curb a lot of this stuff. And then again, people have to take personal accountability. People are killing people.
Mm. Yeah. I just want to add on to what Willie was saying about the solution. What we also have to work on as a community as well is not tearing each other down, especially when you are working day and night to try to help people. Instead, like you said, instead of tearing this person down, how about you offer a solution to the problem? Because when you're out here tearing people down that are actually out here working, boots on the ground, trying to create change, and because it's maybe something you don't like, maybe you don't like them, maybe you don't like what they're doing or how they're going about it, or maybe you want to tear them down so you can put yourself in a better position. Whatever the case may be is, we have to stop. Take a moment, stop, step back. Remove your emotions and right. get to work. Everyone, we're all a part of this community. Everyone has a part to do. We're all doing our part. Tariq does his part. Syke mm-hmm. does his part. I do my part. Willie, we know you do your part. Not everybody is as vocal about it. Not everybody goes on social media and brags about what they're doing. But we have to take a moment and just take a step back and really work together to solve this problem, because 9 times out of 10, we know who the people are that are out here literally killing people.
Speaking of which, I want to get in before we go, Willie, because I know it's there was a big discussion last night on police reform that was pretty big. I wanted to get your thoughts on it and the plan. Remember, this is something the governor was looking to do, council was looking to do. You guys have been ahead of all of this.
Yes. We were supposed to have that meeting on last night. It was moved to this coming Monday. But we have been working on Executive 203. We will be having a special meeting, city council, that is, on Monday. We had several public comment sessions where we gathered a lot of public comment sessions. I want to commend the mayor and her staff, especially Jerrain Kirkmeyer, for putting together the Executive 203. We had several telephone town hall meetings, et cetera. And on Monday, we're going to be voting on Executive 203 as it has been amended by City Council. And I would say that this is not an end all to all of the issues that we're having around policing in our community. It was mandated by the governor, or else you would lose your funding if you did not complete this, what he mandated of Executive 203. And that's all municipalities in the state of New York. We're complying with that. It has to be done by April 1st. We're on mark to meet that deadline. And we asked folks, and we've asked the community to weigh in. The community has done that. We've made a lot of recommendations in this executive order. Our recommendations from UCLM, recommendations from the Church Alliance, recommendations of Roundtable, recommendations from Police Accountability, recommendations from the Race Commission. You know, there are a lot of recommendations from the community. Of course, we couldn't get everything in there, but we believe that this is a start, along with the other reports that we have. The Race Commission report is out there, and that's something that I think people should be paying attention to, looking at. A lot of work went into that. Now it has to move into implementation. There are a lot of work that we have been doing. There's nobody sitting around on their hands. People are, you look at these reports, and these are extensive reports, and they're not reports. They've been a lot of community engagement. And we are moving into implementation phase. We had to have a plan, because where there's no vision, people perish. So we have to have a plan, have a vision, then move the vision forward, and then be held accountable by the people to move the vision forward. And we're doing that, Tariq and Rain.
Listen, I appreciate you, Willie. I know you. Your passion is not just for TV. It's not for radio. It's in real life.
Well, how many, Tariq, is like 25 people, everybody and their mama running for city council, right? So my question to you is, after June, let's see how many people still working. Let's see how many people still care. Let's see how many people still out on the street. Regardless if I'm a city councilman or not, I'm still going to be helping this community. I'm still going to do cut the violence. I'm still going to be out here trying to help people, regardless of a title of an election. But let's see how many people that's running their mouth criticizing will be working in the community, helping people after the election. That's when you really want to tune in. Tune in in July.
We shall see. My favorite line, Rain already knows my favorite line is, we shall see.
Amen.
103.9 WGK.
Peace and blessings.
Good morning.